When you come to the brush, you're looking at this gorge and you're like, oh my Lord.
Yeah.
Welcome to Explore Everywhere podcast, where we explore the world through hiking trails and paddling routes, visit some beautiful places, and meet the people who love and protect them. If you're planning your next adventure, check out our online store at www.exploreeverywheremedia.com. Any sales from the website go towards helping support the podcast. Welcome to episode 28 of the Explore Everywhere podcast. In this week's adventure, we discuss waterfalls all over the province as I interview Nick Guittard, who is also called the Waterfall Guy. He is the author of the Waterfalls of New Brunswick book and also the Lost Wilderness book, retracing W.F. Ganong's adventures throughout the province 100 years ago. If you don't know, W.F. Ganong, about 100 years ago, spent most of his life exploring the wilderness in northern New Brunswick, but around the rest of the province as well, and did a lot of natural history, geology. He had pictures of what caused different features, such as waterfalls. And that was at a time back when there was no roads all over the province, so very difficult to travel. But Nick overlaid that history of the notes he found in the archives with actually going back to these spots and overlaying pictures of what they look like now versus what they look like then, and a little bit of the story of finding each of these spots. Really fascinating book on the natural history of New Brunswick. When I read this book, I was fascinated by it so much that I just want to go back and visit all these amazing spots, because a lot of them really are amazing spots that a lot of people don't get to see. This podcast episode starts with my interview of Nick. Following that, and at the end of the episode, there's a bit of bonus material, and it's us talking as we go down to visit the falls, but the audio quality is not great. It's a little hard to hear, so I left that as bonus material. The main content is us talking about all of his adventures and writing the books around the province, and some of my adventures in visiting some of these spots that we talk about. Every corner of the province, we talk about waterfalls and how he's explored the province to write that book and to write the Lost Wilderness book. Amazing conversation, something I wanted to do for a long time, and a wide-ranging conversation that could have extended on for hours. Both the Waterfalls in New Brunswick and the Lost Wilderness books are available on the Explore Everywhere Media online store. Links will be in the podcast notes.
Well, my background, I'm an engineer by education.
Yeah, I think I found a video where you work for NBCC.
I worked at the end of my career. I worked 5 years with NBCC. I was the director of infrastructure planning. And I also went to NBCC back at a high school back in 76. Then I went to UNB and got in, studied electrical engineering, got an engineering degree. And
yeah.
Photography is something I've been doing for, well, I think I bought my first Canon, would have been grade 12.
Yeah.
And then, children come along and the camera goes in the camera bag and you buy a point and shoot. And back in those days, it's film.
Oh yeah, I still got a bunch of Fuji Velvy at home that I bought right when digital came in, and then I was like, I'm not going to use this.
So, you had to be very selective in the images you shot. And then digital photography, we bought my daughter a little Fuji point and shoot digital camera for Christmas. And she went to university. She was going to Dell at the time, and she gave it back to me, and she said, here, you take it. I don't have time. So I walked to work every day when I worked for the government. So I would walk from my home to Centennial Building, and every day I took a camera, and I just said, I'll do a photo a day. So I forced myself into taking a picture a day, and then, of course, that leads into software, and then leads into better cameras and better equipment. But the waterfall stuff started. A friend of mine asked me to go look for Walton Glen Gorge Falls.
Is that what it was? You never said what it was, but yeah, you said that's the Fundy region. But yeah.
But he didn't know the name of it. I didn't know it existed at the time. But we ended up at Wallace Falls on the Quiddy River. And I remember it was really roaring the first time I got there. And he said, no, he said, this thing is like 150 feet high. And I was like thinking, 150 feet, the only waterfall that I know of is Fallbrook Falls. And I had seen
Still a debate to this day on which is bigger and what's what the details are. And
for free fall waterfall, the highest is Fall Brook Falls.
Yeah.
I mean, so we didn't find it.
No.
And on the way home, we talked about it. And then sometime after that, might have been that evening, I went on the internet. And back in those days, Google was just starting. So I Googled waterfalls in New Brunswick. And the only thing I could find was covered bridges of New Brunswick. And hidden in behind that website was this page about waterfalls. And it just listed, like, Hayes Falls.
Yeah.
Up towards Woodstock, off the highway.
Yeah.
Holland Falls, up in Bear Island. And so he identified maybe 10 or 12 waterfalls, but he didn't say anything about them. And that wasn't his passion, I guess. His passion was covered bridges. I took it upon myself to try to find out where that big 150-foot waterfall was. One thing led to another, and I finally found somebody that knew where it was.
Yeah.
And I finally got there. But in between then and finding it, I started taking pictures of waterfalls.
A lot harder to get to back then than it is now.
Back then, you, it was just a logging road.
Yeah.
And at one of the brooks, there was a plate metal. Two sheets of plate metal, probably 8 by 10 each, and spanning this brook, and you had to go over that, and then you get down through this old log road, this old cut road, tore the truck all apart.
Yeah.
And we did find it, and we found McLeod Brook Falls, and then we found High Falls. We actually went down into the gorge.
Pretty gorge above there too.
We followed the gorge down and we looked up at it, but it was November and we had made a pact. There was five of us, four adults and my youngest son, and we had made a pact that's at 3 o'clock. It was November. We turn around. And so we left. We turned around. We didn't want to, because we want to find the eye of the needle. But we turned around, walked back out of the gorge. By the time we got to Sussex, it was dark. So it was a good decision. And with the idea that we were going back.
So you didn't find it that day either. That was the second attempt.
We looked up at it, so I assumed it was it. And he said, yeah. He said, Nick, but there's a trail right across the top, and you can look over at it, and you can see it from above. And I said, oh. I said, we took the wrong turn. So we went back, four of us went back the next spring. And in midsummer, we went back again to hike and go up through the Eye of the Needle.
Right from the
footpath.
Yeah, yeah.
So anyway, the interest started. And then I asked people to write. I asked if Martin Marshall, if he would do the write-ups and I would do the pictures. And he said, yeah. And he hummed and hawed. And then 4 months, 5 months.
Yeah.
And then finally I asked Lane McIntosh. And Lane, he's an excellent writer. He gave me the idea. He said, Nick, I'm too busy and I'm leaving town.
Yeah.
Why don't you post all your stuff on the internet? And he said, I said, I can't write. I'm not a good writer. He said, it doesn't matter. He says, just put it on the internet. People will tell you whether you're a good writer or not.
They'll tell you what you did wrong.
So, and then he pointed me to George Butters. And George Butters and his son were doing web hosting. And that's where the waterfalls of New Brunswick started. And from there, it just grew. That website, they were getting 100,000 hits every week. And George says his server's so busy. So I knew there was an interest.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And then the books came.
Yeah.
And I submitted my first book to Goose Layton. And I remember vividly, it was Christmas. And there was an article in the Telegraph Journal about Goose Layton. And they were talking about how they choose books. And they said, you know, we usually get 300 submissions
year.
Yeah. And we usually do 100. We look at 100 local, 100 regional, and 100 maybe nationally.
Okay.
He said that's on a given year, may not be that much, might fluctuate.
Yeah.
And then she says, the article said narrowed down, and we usually do one or two books from the region and from there. So anyway, I said to my wife at the time, I said, I'm not going to get picked. I can't write.
Famous last words.
But 2 weeks later, I got a call, and I had to go up to a meeting, and they showed me the cover of the coffee table book.
Yeah.
And they said, this is the good news. The bad news is we want a guide.
Yeah.
And we want you to do it right away because we think there's a market for a waterfall guide.
So is that the difference between the guidebook and the original?
The original coffee table book was just a book of images,
pictures and,
of a particular waterfall, as an example, Nigadoo Falls. And in it, I write a little bit about the history of the falls, who owned the property, it was her gristmill, same as the Howland Falls here. It's Sinot Brook, the original land grants, and used to be a gristmill down at the mouth.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Well, it's probably underwater now, head pond.
Oh, that's right, I never thought that.
And so, you know, I did a little history, I got some land grant maps, tried to figure out where the waterfall was. And so I'd write about the history of the area.
Laying the groundwork for the
the early immigrants and all that information I would keep. But the waterfall website, there were certain things I wanted in there. I wanted you to put GPS coordinates. I want to put directions. I want to put what road it was on, what map it was in the LRIS map books at the time.
Map books,
And then I want to write about the history of it. And I want to write about how to get there. And then how, and then my excursion that day, who I was with, what kind of weather was
it. Yeah, I noticed that, the story behind
it. Yeah, I want to put a little story behind it.
Yeah,
I mean, I can tell you stories, I mean.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine.
Anyway, so that just grew on its own. And then the guide came out, the first guy I think sold in around 10,000 copies around there. It was published, reprinted at least 3 or 4 times.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I did the William Francis Ganong book.
Yeah.
And the reason why I did that book was every time when I was doing my research on waterfalls, I kept on coming across his name. And so I got interested in William, and I started doing some research, and I just had this idea in my mind that I was going to go to all the locations he talked about.
Yeah.
See if I can get a picture or see what it was like. So that started. So I wrote
book. I love that book because I'm from the Miramichi, and like a lot of it's in the wilderness of the northern part of the province.
Yeah.
I
was saying that today to Belinda as we were walking across the bridge. I said, and it was colder than heck in Fredericton today. I thought, and it's supposed to be cold tonight. I said, I bet you tonight it's snowing. It's going to be snowing in the Christmas Mountains.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
And then I did the newest version of the waterfall guide about 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that was fun because I did 80 waterfalls in a month.
They did quite an upgrade of the books, that and the hiking book and the mapping. I don't know, who does the mapping for them?
The guy that did the mapping for my particular book, he's deceased.
Okay.
But he was from Nova Scotia.
Was he? Okay.
Yeah, I like what they did. The first guidebook was basically based on the website. They had an idea what they wanted.
Yeah.
But when they saw what I did, we just did it that way. And we wrote it basically the way the website was structured.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they really got into guides. They got into hiking guides and waterfall guides, and then they set a format, and they've stuck with it, and I think it's a great format.
Yeah, because I think I'm pretty sure they published all the ones from Michael Haynes from Nova Scotia, Cape Breton. There's a waterfall.
Yeah.
Nova Scotia, I think there's a waterfall, Cape Breton.
Cape Breton, yeah.
Yeah, they're all similar format.
Similar format. And any other city guides or hiking guides are all the same format.
Yeah.
Which is nice. So you can buy one, they're all the same, right?
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
They're all laid out the same. So I give them away as gifts. So I'll go to Goose Lane and buy books at my cost. And when I go down to Florida, I give them away as gifts.
Oh, you give them down there? Yeah,
people
nice.
Like waterfalls in New Brunswick. They just love the photography and the writing, right? So, and through waterfalls, I met so many people. I met Jason Bennett. Jason lives up in Calgary now.
Yeah, so looking through some of your pictures, and it looked like you went on a road tour or something like
that. Yeah, I was on a road tour that year, and I met up with him. And he's, him and I, one day, epic day, 11 waterfalls in one day.
Wow. Just whereabouts?
Like all through southern part of the province.
Southern part of the province, down around Fundy? Or?
No, in behind Cars and down along Hempstead and that area there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we just did her. Look, it's snowing.
It is snowing, that's crazy.
May. And I met guys like Terry Gallant from Turtle Creek. Terry and I are same age, same look, feel, the whole works. Like we look like twins.
Yeah.
And met up one day, he had bought the guide and he wanted to meet, and we met, and Jay was, we would go out almost every second week and we go waterfalls.
Yeah.
We've been to some pretty good waterfalls.
Yes.
And I met a few people from up north. But giving presentations around the province, like I said in the little write-up, it's been probably one of my biggest joys, meeting people and getting their story. And
yeah, it's excited to get a room full of people excited about
some places I get really excited, like yeah. Sussex, every time I went to the library, there'd be 20 or 30 people. And then you go to Sackville and be nobody. Or you go to St. Stephen, there'd be nobody.
Yeah,
depends on where it is.
Depends on the hiking.
Yeah. You go to Bathurst, the library's packed. They have a great group there that study the history of the Bathurst of Nigadoo River.
They've got a strong trail group and stuff up there too now. And stuff.
Oh, they do. I met Ron O'Connell from Nigadoo, and he does the owl count every year. And met Rod through one of my waterfall presentations. And he basically said, if you ever want to come up and see some waterfalls or go in the woods, just give me a holler. And so I said,
you write that down?
I took him up on it, and away we went. About a year later, when I was working on the William Francis Ganong book, we went to the southwest Upsiquitz Gorge.
Nice.
And
Have you ever been to Southwest Miramichi? No, Northwest Miramichi by Stony Brook. There's a big gorge.
Yeah.
Have you been to that?
There should be pictures in the.
Is there in that
in,
book?
In the William Francis
I was looking
Ganong
last
book.
Night because there's a guy that I follow. He's from Miramichi. He works out in Alberta, and he'll come home. He's got a new drone, and he flew it up around that gorge. And I was like, wow, I've never been there.
What's his name?
I've got to go there. Derek Derridan.
Oh, I've seen some of this stuff. He's a good photographer.
He is a good photographer. He goes to Kennedy Lakes every year. He just bought a new solo canoe he's going to take in there, 30-pound canoe to take in there.
Yeah.
I forget. Like, he just, all the areas up around that area is amazing.
No, he's a good photographer. I've seen some of his work.
Yeah.
No, who took me in there? I'm trying to remember who took me into that gorge. It's Tozer, Gary Tozer.
Gary Tozer, I know that name.
His brother owned.
He's a photographer too, I think. Isn't
he's
he?
A good photographer. Really good. Really takes nice images.
I don't know if he lives in Maraschino anymore, though.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he took me up in there, and that was a nice. That's a nice gorge.
Yeah.
Very pretty.
Yeah.
Well, Ganong took a picture in there. In the 1900s. So I want to go up and take.
Is it easy to get to?
Yeah, it was pretty easy. You know, one of the things I didn't do is I didn't do a GPS track to it.
Oh, no.
So you got to know what road you're taking to get into it.
But well, my father worked in, he worked for Repap for 35 years, and he worked in the woods all around those areas. So, I mean, I've been making it a point to get him out. We went up to Square Forks.
Yeah.
And I'd like to get up to the Palisades at some point. I haven't got there yet, but.
Palisades is pretty easy to get to.
Yeah, a little bit of a drive out to Renouse Highway.
Yeah, you gotta go up to Renouse, and then
same with Kennedy Lakes. Kennedy Lakes is high on my list of places.
Yeah, well,
to get to with the boat.
You turn off and head north before you keep on going to Kennedy Lakes. Well, Kennedy Lakes, you can go up all the way up to Renouse Highway, and then turn off and come up through it, and then turn into the Kennedy Lakes.
Yeah, I used to work up in that area. I did pre-commercial thinning for a couple of years in the summers over there, and I worked up in that area, but it was before I.
Yeah, before you got into this stuff. Yeah. Terry Glant and I went in November. We went up to Freezes Lake, which is like basically right in the middle of the province.
Yeah.
It's on the watershed between the Nipisiguit and the Miramichi.
Yeah.
And we decided to go look for Ganong. Had said there was a 100-foot waterfall on one of the branches of the North Pole Stream. There may have been. But you remember that big windstorm that blew all the trees down?
I still have the VHS tape at home.
Well,
I was going through university for forestry at the time.
Oh my lord, I mean, we went down the embankment heading for what we thought where the waterfall was based on the maps we had. I never seen so many down trees and cross trees.
Oh, yeah. That was crazy.
And then we finally got to the brook, and there might have been a waterfall, but there were so many trees. Crossing it, you couldn't even see you could just see white here, and you said, well, there is a falls, but I don't know if it's 100 feet. But I've tracked through a lot of the province.
Yeah.
People will call me sometime, and not so much now, but about 8 or 9 years ago, they called me, have you ever been to this lake, or do you know where this lake is? Yeah. I'm trying to get to it. And so I would, get my GPS tracks out and say, yeah, I was pretty close. I'll send you a GPS track.
Yeah. I was like Shagamock Lake. I'm trying to figure out how to get in there. I know there's a way in there, but I haven't.
Shagamock?
Yeah.
Yeah, you go up through Allendale, that Allendale Road.
Oh, you go out in Allendale? Like, on which side of Flat Top do you go?
Well, I've never been to the lake, but I've went up to the Deadwater.
Yeah.
And there's a waterfall above the Deadwater, but if you go up Allendale Road and turns to the right, if I remember. There's some cottages up there around the lake.
Around the cake.
Up like in
Mud
there.
Mud Lake, I think it is, yeah. If you keep going up there, yeah.
Should we be able to go up there and get in with a canoe?
Yeah. I bought the kayak specifically because they're light enough that I can carry them places. Yeah. Like
people used to kayak the Shagamock. I don't know if there's people are still are doing it or not.
I don't know. It should be pretty
They would
bony,
do it in the spring.
Yeah.
Be pretty intense.
I think above the upper falls would be probably looks like it levels out some, but
yeah, it levels out and maybe about a kilometer above that there's a set of falls. And then then a long, long dead water.
Yeah.
For quite a ways, and then there's another falls. But the Shagamock is a special place.
Yeah.
I like it. But even like right around Fredericton, you can go to 12, 14 waterfalls within an hour.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah, like just on the highway between Ackworth and Fredericton, I mean, Lower Joslin, you have Garden Creek, you have Split Rock. Split Rock's one of the places I've been to. I think I've been in there twice, but I haven't got a good picture of it yet.
It's hard to get a
good
picture.
That's one I think the drone might help with, because I can put the drone out looking back at the ridge. Yeah.
I was told that it was blasted at one time. I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah?
How logs to be floated down to the river, but I don't know.
Yeah.
It's got an awful twisting turn to it. So really hard to get a good picture of it.
Yeah, it is, because you're kind of looking straight down
straight
at
down
it.
Straight down at it.
Yeah. Even with the wide angle, it's hard to get perspective.
One of my favorites is Gibson.
Kilmarnock.
On the Kilmarnock.
Yeah, I was just at it. I paddled the Kilmarnock Deadwater last year.
So
above
above it?
Yeah, just across the road where you go into the, on the right, you camp road on the left, just goes in and goes to a Ducks Unlimited Dam right above the falls there.
Yeah.
And it goes along a bunch of camps and then it zigzags back into the wilderness there.
Is that right?
Yeah.
There's a deadwater below there too.
Oh, is there?
I think down below the falls. I looked at the maps and it looks like it runs pretty level for a long way, and then there's a set of falls, and then it sort of runs down again, and then there's falls at what we call the Cub Camp Falls, because there used to be Cub Camp up there one time. It's right across from the Jolly Farmer.
Yeah. Do you have that in one of your books? I remember reading that.
Cub Camp I put in the first guide.
Yeah, maybe that's where I saw
it.
I
didn't put it in the second guide.
Yeah. Private property type stuff? Or?
Well, it's just Jolly Farmer was on one side. I didn't know who owned the property on the other side. I found out who did.
Yeah.
And then I talked to him and he said, I don't mind people coming up here. He said, but I'd rather not. So I said, okay.
Yeah, no, I know.
But as far as the brook is concerned, the brook is government waters.
So. I mean, Gibson Falls is nice.
I
went in there with my son and wife and we went swimming in that. And it was great because it was just this big whirlpool. And the way it must have been early in the year because there was a lot of water flowing.
Yeah.
And it was hard, like it was just one big swirling current. So it was hard to even swim across. But then he got leeches. And then when I started looking, I was like, well, there's a dead water right above here. No wonder there's leeches.
That's one you can use a drone on.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. That would be a really good one. Because
it's pretty open at the top and on the right. Yeah. And you're looking up on the right-hand side.
Another one I went to last year was the big one that's been on my list for a while. Trout Brook Falls across from Albert Falls.
Nice walk.
It's quite a track, yeah. Like, I was surprised, but it's beautiful up through there.
Beautiful walk, isn't it?
Yeah.
My first time up in there, it's just amazed.
Which just makes me want to paddle from Half Moon down now.
Yeah.
More than ever.
The first time I went in there was on a paddle down. We stopped.
Yeah.
We stopped and walked into Falls Brook, and then which I had been to before.
Yeah.
And this would have been around 2000. And then the guy we were with said, there's a waterfall up on the other side about a mile down. And we all said, well, why not? And we decided to pitch our tents there that night in the flats in the front there. And headed the brook and we walked up. I was somewhat impressed. So I went back and I put it in the guide.
I had a great time. I was there I think it was mid-September. It might have been even October. And I jumped in the water, and it was, oh my God, just take the breath right out of you.
But that whole Southwest Miramichi, there's a lot of brooks that come in, like Sisters, and there's Rocky Brook, and they all have waterfalls on them.
Yeah, I remember, because I used to work, when I worked for the mill, I worked in this area, the Rocky Brook out towards Stanley, there's a Rocky Brook on the mill road going through to Stanley.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there is. There's a set of stairs. They call it the Rocky Brook Stairs.
The Rocky Brook Stairs, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I went out there when I was working for the company, but it was before I got too much into that. I never really went back again. I didn't get back into that.
Did you get to it?
I think so. I can't remember.
I tried to find it one time, and I got turned around, and And I remember my wife said, look, we have dance tonight.
Yeah.
It's a dance party, so make sure you're back at 6.
You got to know when you...
So I had to hightail her and come back.
Yeah.
I always meant to go back to it and never went back to it. But there's so many rocky brooks.
Oh, there is, yeah. And well, it's like Fallbrook. Somebody posted or a couple nights ago about, is the gate open to Fallbrook Falls? And I was answering, like, Boystown. Then somebody else got on talking about Fallbrook Falls, like, by Walton Glen Gorge, which I've never heard tell of. It's above Walton Glen Gorge, but like in another side stream, they called it Fallsbrook Falls, which I know there's another Fallsbrook Falls up in Edmundston to complicate thing further.
And I put a Fallbrook Falls in the new guide up in Kedgwick, up in behind St. John the Baptiste, and that brook has got about 5 or 6 waterfalls on
it. But they were, and when I looked on Google Maps, there's actually a point there, and I don't know if it's just bad information or what, but it's right above Walton Glen. It looks like it's on the other side, like when you go above on, what river is that? Little Salmon, I guess. On the right-hand side, there's a gorge that comes into it, and it's called Fallsbrook Falls on Google Maps. So
is there?
I don't know if it's true or...
Well, there's a Fallbrook Falls down towards Fallsbrook, but I'm assuming there's going to be a falls on it called Fallbrook.
Yeah.
Down towards St. Andrew, St. Stephen Way, in behind there.
Okay.
Just a small brook.
Yeah.
It's just
one of those names
name.
That are, yeah. It's just like funny. Actually, the first time I went to Walton Glen Gorge was the week before they put the gate on the road to block off the road to do the construction. So it was when, like, things were still somewhat natural. But,
well, I'm glad they opened it up. I mean,
Yeah. They did a good job of it, I have to say.
My first time out there after they put the platform, I was kind of disappointed. But then I thought about it and said, you know what? It gets people out.
Yeah, no, I know.
But the first time I took Terry Gallant to that particular location, there was a guy with us, him and his wife. He was videotaping. He was putting it on Bell TV, and it was local.
Yeah.
His little company went on to do videos in Scotland and all over the place.
Oh, wow.
But the day he did it, I said, okay, you guys get out there with the camera. I said, Terry's never been out here, and I want you to videotape him when he comes through the trees.
Yeah.
The old days, when you went through, when you come out through the brush,
you're
looking at this gorge, and you're like, oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it goes on forever, and it's probably 200, 300 feet deep.
Yeah.
Anyway, he come out, and he was... Thank God he didn't curse because it was on the video, but he said, oh my God, this is something else. He couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
But it's a sort of a unique place in New Brunswick.
It is, yeah. First time I heard about it was a contractor that worked for me in the woods for doing forestry work. His son came in talking about this place down, the same thing, it was vague, like it was the eye of the needle, middle of nowhere, down like south of Sussex and all that. And they actually went in ATVs, I think, that month and went down, I think that was probably 5 years before I ever got to it. But.
Yeah.
That was way before probably back around the same time you were down.
Yeah, well, the first time I was there was probably 2008.
Yeah, it'd be back then, so, yeah.
Beautiful place, but there's all kinds of nice water. I mean, Mary Pitcher's.
I haven't been there yet.
Mary Pitcher's got 200-foot waterfalls.
Yeah. Is it hard to get to? A little bit?
It's not hard to get to, it's just hard to drive to it, and then you gotta push your way through the brush and then follow the brook. And then the first waterfalls is more of a slide. And then you go 100 feet, maybe 200 feet more, and then it drops straight down in two jumps. It hits and then jumps and goes down and it lands into the Little Salmon River, I think it's called. But there's two or three waterfalls that Terry and I went to on the other opposite side that are really quite nice. There's probably another 150, 200 waterfalls I haven't been to yet.
Yeah, Rick, you must find some that don't even have a name.
Well, yeah, we've Proposal Falls.
Proposal Falls up in way.
Yeah.
Derek Derden was the one who had a picture of up being up there.
Yeah, well, the day I went there, I was with a guy from Miramichi and his father.
Yeah.
And I connected with him, I can't remember how, but it had to do with waterfalls. And he said, I can take you to a couple of waterfalls. So he took me to Mullen Stream.
Yeah.
And he said, I got this other waterfalls, but there's no name. So we went up to it, and we got to it, and he said, my best friend proposed to his wife right here.
Yeah.
I said, well, that's what we'll call it. We'll call it Proposal Falls. So So I wrote that. So I put it in the guide, and I put it in the on the website, and I put it on the in the guide as Proposal Falls. Now, am I supposed to do that? Probably not. But I think it's a good name.
I might have done that in some trails before.
There's a good story to it anyway.
I'm going to give it a name.
But as you can see, I can talk about my passion all night long.
Oh, yeah. No, I know. We'll have to cut it off when I get started.
I enjoy it. It's been good to me. I've had fun. Met a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
Got to go around the province.
Yeah.
I've written 4 books.
Yeah. I've done the same thing. I've done presentations and just love getting out and talking to people. I was on CBC Maritime Noon yesterday, and it's hard to get used to all the people calling in, and you only have like a couple seconds to talk. I'm used to just talking, but
radio radio seems like that. They'll call you up, ask you about the book, and you give them about 15 minutes, and then you listen to it. It's only like 2 minutes.
Yeah. That's why I like the podcast, because I can make it as long as I want it to be. Call it in the down and take out the stuff that's off on too many tangents. But yeah.
Well, I appreciate it. I mean, when you contacted me, I was in Florida, and it was a heck of a lot warmer there.
I know.
And my mind wasn't on waterfalls, but I'm glad we did it. I'm glad that everybody's doing it. I'm so pleased that people are getting out.
Yeah. Oh, the pandemic was.
Pandemic was good for waterfall.
My website traffic doubled during the pandemic.
Oh, and my book sales doubled.
Yeah, oh, I know.
People were just buying books and going out.
Showed up at the Midland Ice Caves. Went down there after that happened. I think it was March break. So I drove over the hill there one day, and all you could see was a line of cars.
I know.
As far as you could, I think I counted 70 cars along the road there. I was like, ooh, that's a little bit.
A little too many people
a little
for me.
Too many.
The nice little waterfall is not far from there you could have went to.
Which one's that? The
Trickle.
Oh, I'm in Trickle Falls. Yeah. There's a...
So on Smith Brook.
Is there a Kierstead Falls? Or?
Kierstead Falls is just on the opposite side of the... Kierstead Falls is on Kierstead Mountain.
Yeah, no, that's not the one I'm thinking of. What's the one down on Belle Isle Bay? It's right beside a farmer's field. That's one where there's a bit of private property.
Yeah. It's actually in a place called Kierstead.
Yeah.
It'll come to me. I'll be in the truck driving home, and
no,
it'll come
I know.
To me.
I'm the same way. Yeah. I haven't had too much. I mean, every once in a while I run into private property issues with stuff.
Well, I can understand, people, the way I look at it is that if I go in and I see a pile of garbage or something, I'll pick it up and take it off the guy's private property.
Yeah. No, I carry garbage bags around me.
Something like that. So.
Yeah.
And just try to be nice to him. So I just went in and take a look at the waterfalls. I've heard about it. And take a picture.
Yeah, have you been doing much paddling at all?
See, I used to run the Restigouche, and I've been on the Restigouche, the Upsquitch, Kedgewick, the Southwest Miramichi, did the St. Croix. But then, you got to have people
logistics
who want to go.
And logistics is hard for it. That's why I like the kayaks, where I've been staying in the lakes, where I'm leaving and coming back to the same place, because I don't have 2 vehicles, and I don't, it just gets complicated.
We got kayaks. We go out in the St. John River.
Yeah, that's what we
We live right on the river, so we just launch a kayak and away we go. I'm more interested in walking through the woods to a waterfall.
Yeah.
Or to some location, Balancing Rock up in...
Oh, I love it. Even Chimney Rock.
Chimney Rock.
Chimney Rock.
Chimney Rock is pretty neat.
Yeah, I like Chimney Rock.
I wish I would have taken the GPS coordinates for them, but... They're not far from Long's Falls, I don't believe, on the Becagumic.
I was out there, was it last year or the year before? You've been to Long Falls, obviously, but I went to the upper part of it.
Yeah.
But I didn't go down past the camps, where I figured out later that that's where the main falls was.
Yeah.
So I swam in the water at the upper part of it, and I stayed there, took pictures of everything, and then got home and realized that the bigger part was down below.
Well, there's two more sets of waterfalls further down from Long Falls.
Oh, is there?
There's one that actually drops right, the river actually just drops 20 feet straight down.
Oh, really?
And then get down there and there's a brook called Pokyot Creek or Pokyot Brook.
I know what you mean.
And it flows into Becagumic right in there.
Yeah.
And I went up there with a guy from up in Woodstock area, Smith. His grandfather's used to lumber out there.
Yeah.
So we gave it, I called it Smith Falls.
Yeah.
What the heck?
I've heard of Smith Falls. I've been there. But
beautiful. Beautiful little waterfalls.
Go look that up.
And it's off the ATV trail on the Becagumic. You start off at Gordon, I think, that area there, and you make your way up.
Yeah, when I went to Long Falls, I think it was 2 years ago now, I tried to come out through and hit on the, I forget what highway that is, but the old highway through Cloverdale there.
Yeah.
And the ATVs had it so tore up that there's, you wouldn't be able to get through it in the half ton at all.
There's another waterfall up there called Day Falls on Day Brook.
Never heard of that one.
When I agreed to do the second guide, I wasn't going to do it. My mind wasn't into it. And I knew Goose Lane would probably get somebody to do it.
Yeah.
So I said, you know what, I'm just going to do it. And we did, Linda and I did, well, I did 80 and she did 50 with me. And
it's a big commitment to.
It is.
Just the writing part alone.
Yeah, this time, I wish I would have done GPS tracks.
Yeah.
On the first guide.
Yeah.
Then a lot of work.
Oh, you didn't have them at all.
I just had, I would take one at the roadside and then take one at the waterfall.
Yeah.
So when they needed the track, second time back, I had to do the track. So some of them, I had pictures from the original. I repeated 40 of the falls for the ones I liked the best.
Yeah.
So all I had to do was walk into the woods, take the track, and take save the track. But while I was there, I would take a picture.
Yeah, I've done it. I mean, with the website, right from day one, is GPS and everything. But every once in a while, I'll forget the GPS, and I'll do it on my phone and stuff, which even, I'd say, in the last 2 years, you can actually do that now, and it's half decent.
It's pretty accurate.
Yeah, it is not bad at all. Excellence New Brunswick wanted to borrow some pictures for some stuff that I hadn't been to for a while, and I'm like, just you start looking at your
oh yeah
your quality of cameras and your quality of skill.
Well, that's what happens. Last. I was the same way with the waterfall. Some of the first waterfall images I took,
just cringe when you look back.
Well, you look back at them and say, "Ooh, wow, what was I doing there?" And so you start doing a little research, start talking to people, and saying, "How do you do this? How do you do that?"
Yeah.
Better cameras, better tripods, better lenses. I mean, the first ones were just plastic lenses, and the quality of the pictures weren't that great.
Oh, yeah, the little kit lenses, yeah.
So, I mean, but for the guides, it was take a good picture.
Yeah.
I always told people, you can make a good picture great, but you can't make a bad picture good. So take a good picture.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Anyway. It is nice to go back to places that you've been to, and you know what to expect, so you kind of pre-visualize what you're going to do when you get there.
Yeah, it's true.
But just the exploration of the north of the province. It's places my dad, because my father used to be in salmon fishing.
Yeah.
And he used to take me to a lot of these streams. Like, we'd go through the woods for like an hour and like pop out of the stream, and I just want to swim in the salmon pool.
You can't do that. He's trying to fish.
Yeah, no, he didn't appreciate it.
I don't think he would.
Yeah, but it's all the places he talked about back then. I'm going back and trying to get to now. And
well, the Northwest Miramichi and the whole Miramichi watershed is awesome. It's a big area. People don't realize how big an area it is, but it is.
Yeah.
Well, this dog's going to go home and have supper.
Yeah, definitely.
Dry this one foot off. Look at this.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was good meeting you.
Yeah, definitely.
It's been
fun. Yeah. Thank you very much for doing that.
Oh, you're welcome. Keep up the good work.
That ends my conversation with Nick Guitar, the author of The Waterfalls of New Brunswick and the Lost Wilderness books. Great conversation. Stay tuned after the end of this podcast for bonus material of us going down to the waterfalls. A little hard to hear, and the audio quality's not great because of the waterfall in the background, but I figured I'd add it in if you wanted to listen to the whole thing. On the next episode of the Explore Everywhere podcast, we're actually heading to Las Vegas in the U.S., which is way outside of what I'm used to having on this podcast, but it's a place that Vicky and I love to go. We don't go there for the gambling. We go there for another reason, and you'll find out why in the next episode of the podcast. Until next time, hope to see you on the trail or on the water. Because I came in here 1 year and I took out, I filled the car like just brimming with like garbage bags. I actually disassembled the bed and put it in garbage bags, and it's been clean ever since, but it used to be a complete dump up there.
I took a couch out one time.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. I had to come down with a saw.
Yeah.
I went and got a saber saw, a reciprocating saw, and come back up a couple of days later, cut it all up, and I lugged it out.
Crazy. It's been fairly clean the last few years. I think it's enough heat running around it.
But yeah, it is. Yeah.
There used to be like a TV over across the way there. I don't know.
I know. People just throw stuff off.
Yeah, that's true. Nice spot though.
Yeah, I like this spot, Paul.
Yeah. Yeah, I can hear quite often because, I mean, I live in Natwick and Fredericton, so I'm back and forth all the time. And I just recently bought a drone, so I'm trying to figure out all the different angles I can get with the drone now with the waterfalls. So, going back to all the waterfalls I've been through, so.
Some people know how to run this really well.
It's amazing what they do. I'm just fascinated by it every time I fly it. Surprised I haven't had one until now, so.
I might get one.
Yeah.
You need time. And I played a lot of golf.
Yeah.
Since I met Belinda, and photography's sort of taking a second backseat to everything I'm doing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's hard to find the time to do it.
Yeah, you get things run their course,
things
I guess.
Change, yeah. Same with, I was on CBC Maritime Noon yesterday with Michael Haynes, who wrote the Nova Scotia book and the hiking book. And he's talking about finishing the next version, the 10th version of the hiking book, and then he's gonna retire and try and give it to somebody else. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's why I'm glad that the, at first, when I first saw the Facebook site, it was sort of, you know, there's no mention of the guy that started it all, you know, and I was thinking, I was kind of miffed about that, and then I was sitting there having a drink of whiskey, and I thought, you know.
Oh, that's the Facebook group you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, it's time to pass it on to people and let other people run with it.
Yeah.
And that's fine. Well, I think there's a girl called Helga there. She's been pretty busy with it. And then there's a guy from Elsie Bukta. I can't remember his name now. He's big into it.
Irv Peter Paul. Yeah, I talked to him. I've never met him, but I want to interview him sometime just to meet him.
Oh, you got to.
I talk to him all the time online.
He's an amazing guy.
Yeah.
Smelt fishing one year, and I said, I'll buy some fish off. He said, no. He said, I give them all away to the elders.
Yeah.
He said, I got them, clean them, and I give them to the elders.
So you've met him, have you?
I have never met him face to face.
Oh, I never met him face to face.
I've always liked the falls. I've been coming up to here since, I first came up here in 1982.
Yeah.
We had moved out from Dalhousie.
Yeah.
Somebody told me about the waterfall, so one day, in the winter, you come up.
Yeah, I came in one time in the winter. It can get very treacherous in the winter because there was one time I came and it packed over winter and it was more in the spring and it froze.
Yeah.
And I didn't know how. I think we had to climb up this hill here because the rest of it was ice. Like we had to hand over fist climb up over the snow up there. It was pretty sketchy.
I was up here one day with a friend of mine, his son, and there was a dead coyote.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Fairly clean. I'm glad to see it's not as...
It's fairly clean, and there's only one thing bothering me right now.
That stick in the...
And there's no way to get at it.
It's like Garden Creek Falls on Sunday, I stopped. And there's a stick underneath the waterfall on the right, and it was in all my pictures.
Yeah.
So I finally took my shoes off and waded across and moved it out of the way.
This one here, we can't.
No, I know.
Well, I think since your background, I mean...
Yeah.
I've been at this since 2007.
But you didn't start off when I started with the hiking NB. I started hiking NB. I actually built my first website in like 2000, but it was just the technology wasn't there yet, like the maps and stuff. And I started it again when I met my wife, my current wife now, and she was just like, stop talking about it, go do it.
Yeah.
She bought me a camera, she bought me a GPS, and so I started that in 2010, so.
That sounds very familiar.
Yeah.
My buddy's saying, just stop talking about it.